Empire Prison. This is prison number 8 of you, 1120. You know what, Jimmy? Here's a good one. John and Jimmy have easier plans when they got there to take over the old town. But as time marched on, John had to work later and later in the evenings, and Jimmy decided to take more of the heavy task to put away in service. It seemed they were getting less and less retired to their home and to their children. Well, it was a hot afternoon. Jimmy was laying baskets of tomatoes to take the time. So the children came running to tell her that there was a well-dressed lady at the kitchen door. Well, really, Jimmy followed the children back and saw a woman that wasn't young, but she was beautiful. The eye of youth came to her, clean and exquisite freshness.
The stranger, smiling, introduced herself and then told Jimmy, "I'd like to buy a few apples if you have them." Well, Jimmy, somewhat grudgingly, asked the lady to sit down and told her she'd go and get the apples for her. The stranger, though, insisted that she'd go with Jimmy to the trees to see what she had. On the way, Jimmy grabbed a ladder from the fence, and about the time she did, the stranger cried out, "Oh, you can't lift that. It's too heavy. Please let me pick just a few on the ground." Astonished, Jimmy said, "Heavy? This ladder? I wish I didn't have to lift anything heavier than this." Well, seeing a problem, the stranger took pity and said, "You want to tell her about it? I mean, after all, I'm only a stranger, and maybe it would help." That seemed to be the very thing Jenny was needing at the moment. Jenny sat down and opened her heart and really laid out her burdens. She said, "There's not much to tell. The banker is talking about foreclosing on us if we don't pay some principal soon. I am barely 30, and I feel a whole lot older because I work so hard." Well, the stranger asked her a rather thought-provoking question. She asked her, "Do you think you've really helped your husband?" Shocked, Jimmy couldn't believe her ears. Helped him? Why wouldn't it help him? And the answer this strange lady gave her made more sense the more Jimmy later thought about it. Here's what the stranger said. "Men are such queer things, husbands especially. For instance," she said, "they want us to be economical, and yet they love to see us in pretty clothes. They need our work, and yet they want us to keep our youth and beauty. And sometimes they don't know themselves, which they really want the most. So," she said, "we have to choose." She confessed to her, "Just after we married, my husband decided to have his own business," this strange lady went on. "He wanted me to stay in the office and help, but I refused. I knew how it would be. We would both have to come back each night, tired out, to a dark, cheerless house and to a picked-up dinner. I couldn't risk it," she said. "And as the months went by, I knew I had done right." She said, "Whenever a big crisis comes in my husband's business now, or when he's discouraged, I put on my prettiest dress and cook the best dinner I know how, and somehow it seems to work. That's the woman's part, you know," she said, "to play the queen." To play the queen.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.